Rebecca believes God has spoken. Rebecca herself was consulted as to whether she would go to so great a distance from her father's house to marry the son of Abraham. She believed that God had selected her to be Isaac's wife, and said, "I will go." The servant, anticipating his master's joy, was impatient to be gone, and with the morning they set out on the homeward journey. Abraham dwelt at Beersheba, and Isaac, who had been attending the flocks in the adjoining country, had returned to his father's tent to wait the messenger from Haran. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide, and he lifted up his eyes, and saw, and, behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, "What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us?" And the servant said, "It is my master." Therefore she took a veil, and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Abraham had marked the result of the intermarriage of those who feared God and those who feared him not, from the days of Cain to his own time. His own marriage with Hagar and the marriage connections of Ishmael and Lot were before him. The father's influence upon his son Ishmael was counteracted by that of the mother's idolatrous kindred and by Ishmael's connection with heathen wives. The jealousy of Hagar and of the wives whom she chose for Ishmael surrounded his family with a barrier that Abraham endeavored in vain to overcome. Abraham's early teachings had not been without effect upon Ishmael, but the influence of his wives resulted in the establishment of idolatry in his family. Separated from his father and embittered by the strife and contention of a home destitute of the love and fear of God, Ishmael was driven to choose the wild, marauding life of the desert chief, his hand against every man, and every man's hand against him. In his latter days he repented and returned to his father's God, but the stamp of character given to his posterity remained. The powerful nation descended from him were a turbulent, heathen people. The wife of Lot was a selfish, irreligious woman, and her influence was exerted to separate her husband from Abraham. But for her, Lot would not have remained in Sodom. The influence of his wife and the associations of that wicked city would have led him to apostatize from God, had it not been for the faithful instruction he had early received from Abraham. No one who fears God can without danger connect himself with one who fears him not. Can two walk together, except they be agreed? The happiness and prosperity of marriage depends upon the unity of the parties, but between the believer and the unbeliever there is a radical difference of tastes, inclinations, and purposes. However pure and correct one's principles, the influence of an unbelieving companion will have a tendency to lead away from God. He who has entered marriage while unconverted is by his conversion placed under stronger obligation to be faithful to his companion, however they may differ in religious faith. Yet the claims of God should be placed above every earthly relationship, even though trials and persecution result. The spirit of love and fidelity may win the unbelieving one. But marriage with the ungodly is forbidden in the Bible. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.